Yes, how about we shine on a Friday? Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie on 1170 SEN on the SEN track stations through the Central Coast, Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, wherever you're listening on the SEN app. And first and foremost, let's get out of the way. Nah, I didn't win Powerball. Damn it. One winner. Can you believe it? One winning ticket. Anyway, a family in Western Australia has won $80 million, third biggest win in our history. In lottery draws. So one family, apparently they were shaking when they got the call. Couldn't believe they did know the draw. It wasn't a call out of the blue. $80 million they won. Apparently the surname is McGowan. It's not the Premier. No. Oh, wow. So now I'm saying definitely take the test off them. If they're taking the $80 million Powerball prize, then they can't have the test as well, and we'll get Origin back while we're at it. So how about that? Now, look, today's actually a big day on lots of fronts. The end of something and the start of something. The end of the HSC today. Well done to all students who have got through it. And after great disruption, you know, that's a huge relief. A huge relief that it's gone off relatively unaffected by all the possibilities that they were thinking could happen. And then across the ditch in New Zealand, Freedom Day in Auckland. So there were restaurants opening, as you can imagine, at midnight, like at 1 past midnight this morning. They were reopening in the heart of Auckland for the vaccinated in cafes and restaurants and other freedoms there. So they're making their way back in New Zealand's biggest city. We are here for Brighton's Lawyers, the workers' compensation experts, protecting your future. You can call Brighton's Lawyers on 1800 848 848 or visit brightons.com.au. And we're here for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, the website to explore the range, 4ddoors.com.au. A reminder, if you miss any of the show, don't forget you can catch up via our podcasts. You just search for Breakfast with Vossie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform and subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We'll have the Saturday edition tomorrow, the best of the week, you'll hear on the program, which will include the interview we did. Had a good reaction from motor racing fans to the interview we did with Stephen Richards. He was great to have on the program. That is just a hell of a story, Stephen and Dad Jim, and the record they have at Bathurst. Now, I'll talk about Bathurst in a moment. Let's kick off with cricket this morning. And pardon the pun, you might like to open the batting on cricket. We are, you know, a step closer now to absolute confirmation of the starting 11. Alex Carey is officially the wicketkeeper, and he will be making his debut for Australia at the Gabba on Wednesday. He has the nod ahead of Josh Inglis. It didn't come as a surprise in the end because Inglis had been sent home. But here's a little bit of Alex Carey, 30 years of age, on playing for Australia for the first time in tests.
I'm just really excited to prepare and get around this group of players. They're so experienced. As we mentioned, how exciting this tour is. And yeah, for me, it's do my job behind the stumps, provide what I can with the bat, and do it the way that I do it. Going to go and play with a big smile on my face.
That's good. That's good. We're happy for him. I'll have more to say in my verdict after 7 o'clock this morning about a bit of a call to arms, if you like, for the Australian team. Elsewhere, Nathan Lyon's challenge claims Australia has lost its fear factor by declaring it can clean sweep the Ashes 5-0. In an exclusive interview with Shane Warne on Code Sports, Lyon said a class England is still terrorised by the daunting prospect of taking on the might of Australia down under. I think fear is a fear of failure. I think every sports person would have that fear of failing, but the best in the world are able to go above that, line said. I think England will have some doubts because a lot of their senior players have been out here on tours before and they haven't won a test out here. So that's Nathan Lyon. Try to put a seed of doubt. Don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. Just play with their minds a little. Now, speaking of Nathan Lyon, Shane Warne has put him on notice, declaring the man dubbed the GOAT is in danger of being put out to pasture if he does not live for the Ashes. His understudy Mitchell Swepson, we know, has the support of selection chair Trevor Holmes, who's been eager to blood the Queenslander under his watch. While Warner's thrown up leg spinner, he's now 20 years of age. He had his 20th birthday last week, Tanvir Singh, and white ball specialist Adam Zampa as alternatives should the incumbent's lean patch continue. Warne said online, if he's doing really well and they're dropping catches and he's not having much luck, then he keeps playing. But Warne said at the launch of Fox Cricket Ashes coverage yesterday, but if he bowls like he did last summer and bowls poorly, then you've got to make the change pretty quickly. So no loyalty to Nathan Lyon. Is that how you feel? If he if he went poorly, say, through the first two tests, are we making a change by the time we get to the third test on Nathan Lyon? Is his time just about up? The anointing of Alex Carey as a test wicketkeeper has reminded Adam Gilchrist of his own journey to the top. Gilchrist also played his first test at the Gabba in 1999 after a long apprenticeship and was only given a couple of years, younger than Carey is now, Carey being 30 years of age. Gilchrist was of the opinion they probably didn't lose out even if they had gone with Josh Inglis. He's got big raps on both. Now, former England skipper Michael Vaughan is still set to feature on Fox Cricket's coverage this summer, provided he can get to Australia after testing positive to COVID-19, despite being embroiled in the Yorkshire racism scandal. It comes as British broadcaster BT Sports made plans to ensure his commentary would not be seen or heard in the Northern Hemisphere. Vaughan had previously been removed from the BBC's radio coverage, so things not exactly going smoothly for Michael Vaughan. English all-rounder Chris Wokes believes the Ashes will rise above the threat of sledging over the Tim Payne and racism scandals that have rocked both teams in the countdown to the series. Well, is that saying there'll be no sledging, or is it just specifically around those two things? I couldn't imagine the racism problems in England is going to be the subject of a sledge from the Australian cricketers. Tim Payne's not there, so how would that hit the mark? I mean, really, Chris Wokes, I don't think you know what you're talking about. I don't think he knows anything about sledging, because they're not going to sledge on either of those issues. Nah, it's going to be sledging about your mama, things like that. So, no, you've got it all wrong there, Chris. I think game on the sledging front. There has to be something. Rugby league, Latrell Mitchell has opened up about the support he's received from South Sydney co-owner Russell Crowe as he eyes a return against the Sydney Roosters in round three. Mitchell, who won the True Blue Award at the New South Wales Rugby League ceremony, the Brad Fittler Medal on Wednesday night, has kept a low profile since being suspended for his high shot on Rooster centre Joey Manu at the end of last season. A little bit of Latrell, let's hear from him on his playing style.
Yeah, it was hard. I was seeing some dark places, but, you know, obviously, you know, you come through the other side and it just shows what type of character I have and as a person, as a man, and, you know, I just love doing what I do. Yeah, I've just got to, you know, channel some, you know, that energy and my anger, I suppose, in a sense. And but I just love the game that much that I put it, you know, on my sleeves.
All right. I'm not sure what the last line was there. Put on his sleeves? Was that what he said? It's a bit of Benny Elias at. I worked with Benny, as you know, commentary many years ago. I like to recount some of his great sayings where he doesn't mix metaphors. He metaphors mixes, and he wears his shoulder on his sleeve. I always thought that was a good one from Benny. Latrell Mitchell's got a pretty good relationship, it would seem, with Russell Crowe. He said the other day he was up seeing Russell. It was good, enjoyable. We talked farming, family, had a feed. Mitchell is due to return to training later this month, but he'll be forced to wait until round three to make his return. Still with South Sydney and the NRL viewed CCTV footage of an incident involving Anthony Milford before his registration was refused by head office this week. So that's like a trial before the trial, isn't it? I mean, what are you meant to think about that? They've looked at the actual footage of the incident. And as we know, his contract's not going to be registered. He's not due to go to court until February. I don't know. Look, I don't know what's in the video. I don't know, actually, what's been alleged other than the charges that he's facing, but in the written form. But what if, I mean, if he's found guilty, then do you then register his contract? Well, that's no given here. That is no given. Anthony Milford, who might have been a pretty important spoke in the wheel for the Rabbitohs next season now that Adam Reynolds has moved on, he mightn't be playing anytime soon. So that's a watch this space story around Anthony Milford. Elsewhere, Appy Korosau is close to making a call on his future after the West Tigers enter the race for his services by tabling a three-year deal for the, well, yes, he did play the one Origin. He had a few issues. He might never play another Origin game, Appy Korosau, but there you go. He is an Origin player. He could be only days away from deciding where he'll play in 2023. The Tigers have shifted their focus from Josh Hodgson after they were unable to strike a deal with the Englishman. The Dolphins are also keeping a close watch on Korosau, but are weighing up whether to make him a long-term offer as they gauge other options. Among them is Harry Grant, the Queensland rake, who's not off contract until the end of 2023 after Melbourne took up an option in their favour. Waiting for Grant would mean the Dolphins signing a stopgap for 1 year. And speaking of the Dolphins, they missed out again. I mean, Siosiwa Takiaho is going to the Super League. He's going to the Catalan Dragons. So Wayne Bennett, where's the magic? Has he lost it? Or is it how David Riccio put it? And we'll have David on the show later. Just no one wants to jump. Like, I mean, I know Felice Kaufusi signed, but until you know where others, you want to know who's half, who's 5'8", who's fullback, who's hooker. No one wants to go en masse. It's almost as if, and I've suggested this before, and I don't know whether realistically it could happen, it's almost as if you got three or four there on the one day and you've got them all down there together and you're talking to them as a collective and then press the button on the contracts in separate rooms and sort of give them the impression, well, he's signing, and before you know it, you've got maybe three of the four possibility. I don't know whether that tactic would work, but right at the moment, it's not even... Yeah, it's not even a trickle. It's one player. And they've been here for the full month. So there you go. That is a good player. Another one gone to Catalans. Now, motor racing Ford legend Dick Johnson has declared war on General Motors by claiming the all-new Mustang is going to kick the Camaro's ass. There's a quote for you today. The Generation 3 Ford Mustang and Chevrolet will be unveiled at Mount Panorama today. Firing the first shot of the next generation fight, Johnson also took aim at Roland Dane, the man responsible for putting the Camaro on the grid, by suggesting his all-conquering Red Bull Empol racing team would not stand a chance in a fair fight. Meanwhile, on the track, Chaz Mostart and Lee Holdsworth sent a warning that they will be a major threat in the fight for Mount Panorama glory after their Walkinshaw Andretti United car a blitzed second practice for Bathurst 1000. As the supercars hit the track on Thursday, Mostart's co-driver Holdsworth put the pair's Commodore on top in a strong opening to the pair's campaign. And we had Cam Waters earlier in the day in the first practice session. We'll have more happening out of Mount Panorama today. Now, briefly, other sport. Tennis, Sam Stosur has conceded the 2022 Australian Open. Probably will be the last time we will see her grace Melbourne Park. It'll be her 20th appearance at the Australian Open next month. She is now 37 years of age. Football Australia chief James Johnson has thrown his support behind Matilda's coach Tony Gustafsson, suggesting he has no concerns whatsoever about the team's poor form in 2021 and believes they are on track for success at the 2023 Women's World Cup. What is the definition of success? I suppose that's open to impression. We've got a couple of EPL games that will be played this morning. Tottenham taking on Brentford. It's about to start in a few minutes. And then Man U, the later game against Arsenal. Now, briefly away from sport, Premier Dom Perrottet, he's declared Sydney is a beautiful city. Well done, Premier. With a few beastly eyesores, such as the Carl Expressway and Sirius Building. And he said these will be firmly in the past where they belong. He told the room of movers and shakers, including Peter Volandis, that eyesores such as the Carl Expressway should not be allowed to drag our city down. I quite like driving over the Carl Expressway, though. Is that unpopular opinion? I feel a bit of a race car driver. I feel a bit like I'm at Monaco. You know, when you get Carl Expressway and you get to the end and you go in the tunnel and you do the big turn to get up on the Harbour Bridge, you do the big and up you go. And getting on to the Carl Expressway when you could go to the tunnel, I quite like it. And you're looking across and you catch a glimpse of the Opera House and the top of a boat. You're seeing the Harbour Bridge. So, Dom, there's two ways of looking at it. Yes, looking at it. What about looking from it? Anyway, that's just my opinion. A child has been living in Chatswood for the past week. Has been confirmed as a case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, casting doubts over the usefulness of the state's two-tiered quarantine system for international arrivals. New South Wales Health said it was concerned transmission of the variant may have occurred on board flight QR908 from Doha on Tuesday, November the 23rd, as the child, whose parents are also COVID positive, had not spent time in Southern Africa. That's a concern. Meanwhile, the passenger on Sunday's Singapore Airlines flight, SQ231, who had recently been in Southern Africa, also tested positive to the new variant on Thursday, bringing the total number of Omicron cases in New South Wales to 8. I'll have some data out of South Africa for you later in the program, bringing you up to date on actual infection numbers there of this Omicron variant. We will cover it, not extensively, but briefly later in the program. Finally, our left field story today, well, you know how much I love a study. I mean, I'm going to get some T-shirts made up. I love a study. Australians got drunk more than any other country in the world last year, new survey has revealed. More than 32,000 people across 22 countries took part in the Global Drug Survey 2021, released today. The survey found Aussies got on the beers the most, getting drunk 27 times on average throughout the year, compared with a global average of 15 times. Woohoo! We're good at something. No, you can't say that. Well, I just did. I must say, Dan Murphy's must have done very well out of this. I mean, you know, you look read between the lines of this story. What about Dan Murphy's during lockdown? How would you like to have shares in them? While on average people drank alcohol 2 days per week, Australians' drinking habits come as most of the country experienced COVID-19 lockdowns in 2020, particularly people in Victoria. So there you go. There's one of the stories today. Also got a story we had the other day, being locked in a pub in the snow. I think across in Denmark, people got locked in IKEA overnight. For a lengthy period, they had to sleep in IKEA. Well, yeah, it'd be like musical chairs to get the beds, wouldn't they? There'd be a fair range of beds. I don't know whether there were more people than beds or more beds than people, but IKEA, they'd be just go for it for a night there, stuck in the snow in Denmark. 20 after six. Lots of things to talk about this morning and a prediction front, because the sports collide this weekend. Motor racing goes head on into round one Big Bash League, early doors A-League season, first round NBL. I mean, you can have a great sports multi this weekend. So if you want to get a little daring on the prediction front, by all means do that on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. There's an update on Peng Shui a little later on as well. The IOC's had another meeting with her, but this time no video. And it's all very strange again. It's pretty weak. It seems like they just won't ask the question. Your initial allegations. How are they going? How are they progressing? The investors, like they just will ignore the elephant in the room, yet they're just telling us, she's sweet. She's okay. What should we do? At the moment, it's just the WTA calling off sport in China. Should everyone else join on board? Be a united front. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736.